narrated Sa'd bin Ubaidah, Abu Abd al-Rahman, who was one of the supporters of Uthman, said to Abu Talha, who was one of the supporters of Ali, I perfectly know what encouraged your leader, that is, Ali, to shed blood. I heard him saying, once the Prophet, peace be upon him, sent me and Az-Zubayr saying, proceed to such and such a rawda, place, where you will find a lady, whom Hatib has given a letter. So when we arrived at al-Rawda, we requested the lady to hand over the letter to us. She said, Hatib has not given me any letter. We said to her, take out the letter or else we will strip off your clothes to search for the letter. So she took it out of her braid. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, sent for Hatib, who came and said, don't hasten to give your judgment about me, for by Allah, I have neither become a disbeliever nor an apostate by discarding Islam. The reason for writing this letter was that there is none of your companions but has relatives in Mecca, through whom Allah protects their families and property, while I have nobody there. So I wanted to do them some favor, so that they might look after my family and property. The Prophet, peace be upon him, believed him. Umar said, allow me to chop off his, Hatib's, neck, as he has proved to be a hypocrite. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said to Umar, who knows? Perhaps Allah has looked at the warriors of Badr and said to them, do whatever you like, for I have forgiven you. Abdul Rahman added, so this is what encouraged him, that is, Ali.